Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We are bringing you some sad news. Buffalo radio legend Art Wander has passed away at the age of 98. And to talk about it is Bob Kuschinski. Bob, thanks for joining the show today.
Well, I wish it was under better circumstances, but thank you for having me on.
For sure, for sure. Sorry to hear about Art passing. You know, I remember those days at Empire. I said, if you're around my age in your late 30s, early 40s, you remember running home from school, turning on Empire, and seeing Art. But he had a long career in media.
Yeah, he had an extensive career. Most people aren't aware of his career prior to coming back to Buffalo. He grew up on the east side of Buffalo, went to the Navy, and got involved with Veterans Radio, and then eventually got a job as a newsman at WKBW Radio in the 50s. He's the one who hired Irv Weinstein to come back to Buffalo as a radio newsman. And then he went to New York City at WRFM and got heavily involved in then album rock, and met the Beatles and became a working relationship with Brian Epstein, the Beatles' manager, and went on to manage 12 stations nationally. He was a big national programmer, but then returned to Buffalo, his hometown, in the 80s, did some programming, and then I first discovered him when he was doing a small AM station doing an afternoon sports call-in show, and I found him to be completely unique. And I was working at WKBW-TV at the time, so I did a story on him, and Irv Weinstein almost fell off the anchor desk. I didn't know he had such a long history with Art, and Art eventually got hired on your WGR 550, and was the afternoon drive, was a very popular call-in radio host, and then we snatched him away over to Empire Sports in the mid-90s, and he had his own... He co-hosted Fan Forum with me for a while on Monday nights, and then he did his own Don't Get Me Started program in the afternoons. And then we also had him over on 107.7 WNSA, which you guys now have as The Wolf. So Art was everywhere. I mean, he was incredible. He was an accomplished pianist. He recorded a 45 with the Toon Rockers back in the 60s, a song called Green Mosquito. You can still find it on YouTube. I mean, Art was just everywhere.
You know, when you mentioned on Empire, I remember when they used Art to parody the Six Flags commercials.
Art was such a great sport. We used him, and we try to do a number of humorous promos. And Art was the old man dancing out of the, he came out of our satellite truck and started dancing. One of the more famous ones was where we brought him out of a closet, tied up in ropes with scotch tape, with a tape across his mouth, and put him on the set to start his Don't Get Me Started show. But he did a number of funny promos. He was such a great sport. And, you know, sometimes people thought, it was all about fun and laughter with Art, but there was a serious side to Art. He was a dedicated sports journalist. I mean, he knew much more about sports than he let on. I mean, you know, he did what he had to do to generate calls on his call-in radio shows, but and then he and Bill Polian became fast friends after Bill told him to get out of town at that famous get out of town news conference he held that day. So
Bob, where did the tiny tot of Kilowatt and Private Pope, where did that come from?
So he had a couple nicknames. My favorite was Artie Baby Boo Boo, but the tiny tot of the Kilowatt, he actually admitted one day that he stole that from a radio broadcaster out of Chicago. Your own sports pope or whatever he called himself, I mean... First of all, this is how unique Art was. Now, you're in the business. And obviously, you know, if you're a call-in host, You want to be on when people are in their cars. And Art was put on Afternoon Drive on GR, and he didn't like it. He didn't like what he called the formatics. He didn't like to have to break for weather, or for news, and traffic updates. So he asked to be put on nights. And that's highly unusual in the business. But that was Art. Art just wanted to do his thing and do his show. And like I said, then we hired him away. He was so much fun to work with.
You know, Bob, I can relate to that. Not that this show, but you know, when I fill in that afternoon show, sometimes that traffic comes up, and you know, you're getting texts saying, "Hey, it's 22. Why aren't you breaking for traffic yet?" I understand. Right. Now, after Empire, where did Art go?
So Art, well, you know, when Art Wander was on Empire Sports, he would never tell me his age. So I'm talking about the late 90s. I now realize, doing the math, that Art was just starting in television when most people are retiring. Art was already in his late 60s. So after Art was done with Empire Sports and WNSA, he lived with his daughter Kelly and his granddaughter Angela, and he used to go to the Amherst Senior Center and entertain the folks there. He would play the piano for hours. I would have him on when I was doing a sports show on WBBZ-TV. Art was a regular. And Art, you know, on Howard Simon's last day on GR, we had a recording from Art from the skilled nursing center. He was still spot on and left a great message for Howard, which I know touched Howard quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, and I go back to those Empire days, Bob, because that's, you know, that's what I think. When I think of Art, I think of the Empire Sports Network. And just, again, if you're my age, you're coming home from school, you're flipping that TV on, and Empire is on until you go to bed. I mean, that's it's Art, it's Fan TV, it's the Empire Sports Report, it's the Sabres, you know? I mean, that station was such a part of sports fans' lives, and Art was a big part of that, because that kind of kicked off your afternoon programming.
Yeah, Art was a very big part of Empire. As I said, we used him in a lot of the promos, and Art was not just very good on the air, but Art was an excellent programmer, and Art was also very good at analyzing talent. He helped discover and propel Dan Patrick, who went on to ESPN. He met Dan in Dayton, Ohio, one of the stations that he was overseeing. And he also helped Rick Dees get a national career. But Art would talk to me oftentimes. He had a phrase. He'd say, you know, don't do this. That's a crutch. You're using that as a crutch. And, you know, like, don't blink your eyes, or don't use this word every time you start a sentence. So Art was a very skilled broadcaster. Like I said, a lot of people thought, you know, he was all about having fun and joking around, but there was a side to Art that was very deep. I mean, he still, I'm sure he had it in his possession up until his passing. He had a letter from Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, thanking him for being the first station to launch A Day in the Life, you know, one of the Beatles classic hits. So he was there at Shea Stadium when the Beatles were at Shea's. He had a photo for many years of sitting on Paul McCartney's lap in a hotel suite after the concert, and somebody swiped it from his desk at an earlier radio station. But I could go on and on about Art. I mean, I know so many of his stories. He was so much fun to sit and have lunch with and talk to. He was just a great guy.
You know, so he's at OR in New York. He's out of town. In the 80s, what brought him back to Buffalo? What brought him back to his hometown?
I believe his management position, where he was overseeing 12 stations, there was a change in ownership. And, you know the business. There was a change in ownership, and they changed staff. And he came back home. And he had a beautiful little girl and a little boy, and came back to town. And he was programming one of the local FM stations. And, in fact, and I'm being careful here not to mention call letters, but he was given that afternoon on 1400 AM, you know, it was like a 1 hour call-in show, and it was totally unique. You know, the 80s are so much different than the world we live in today. And, you know, WBEN radio, when John Murphy and Howard Simon did, you know, when John Murphy did a call-in show at night, he also played records. So it was a different business. And Art was unique.
For sure.
when he started doing this afternoon call-in show. And, I mean, by rights, nobody should have found that show. But he was so different. And when I heard it, I said, I got to do a story on this guy. And then to be on this small AM station and to garner the wrath of Bill Polian at the time, that his one-hour commentary was getting under Bill's skin. And I know a funny story. Bill's son, Brian, used to put 1400 AM on his dad's on his car radio. So that when he would start the car, that would be the station that would come up just to tease his dad. But and then Art became, like I said, great friends with Bill and Marv Levy. He had a running joke with Bill's owner, Ralph Wilson, that he wanted to marry Ralph's daughter. And it just, you can go on and on. And anybody who met him back then, Art had a little magic trick where he would start talking to you, and then he'd pull out a cigarette out of his pack of cigarettes, and then supposedly, seemingly sticking the cigarette up his nose to the point where it disappeared, and it was a little sleight of hand. And especially the pretty young girls, that was his favorite thing to do, and he would leave them, you know, just stunned as he would walk away. So he was a character. He was a great guy. He was a good father. Just, you know, and a nice Polish boy from Buffalo.
And Bob, you and Art stayed in contact, and like you said, he recorded that goodbye message for Howard on his last day over at WGR. So he was still he still had his finger on the pulse of Western New York up to the end.
Yeah, his daughter Kelly said even you know, his last day with us, he was talking about the Mets and a baseball record that's soon to be broken. I mean, she said he died with a Bills blanket on his bed, a Mets banner on the wall, and Frank Sinatra singing My Way on Alexa, which Art used to call Alaska. So he had a great life. He just had a terrific, he had a fantastic career, and he had a full life.
He really did, and we are, you know, Bob, you talked about the situation of him coming back to Buffalo, but we're very fortunate that it turned out the way it did, because he blessed us with so many decades here in Buffalo media.
Absolutely. You know, Buffalo's broadcast history would be lacking if it didn't have an Art Wander in it. He was a proud Buffalonian. He got his start here. He moved on to bigger and better things, but returned home and then had a third career that was probably, you know, it made him more renowned than anything else he had done.
For sure, for sure. Well, Bob, I know it's not an easy day, but so fortunate and thankful that you're able to hop on and help us remember Art today.
Yeah, I hope people do remember Art. You know, he was unique, and he deserves recognition, so I'm glad to just be a little part of that. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, Bob. That is Bob Kaczynski talking about the passing of Art Wander at 98 years old.